Well, hello and thank you for joining us via these audio recordings. Hopefully you've already listened to Chung's message, which is also available here in audio form on the website. I'm Simon, and it now falls to me to offer a reflection to conclude our sermon series for this term, as we look both towards Easter and out and around at the situation in which we currently find ourselves. Back at the start of February, we began reflecting on what it might mean and what it might look like to be fruitful on our front lines. And since then, much of our normal way of life seems to have changed, and we find ourselves as individuals, as community, as a nation, and as a human race in a somewhat unexpected situation. Unexpected for us, that is, although of course not unexpected to our Father God. For many amongst us in recent weeks, our front lines have also changed. We can no longer go where we have been used to going. We can no longer do many of the things we are used to doing. We can no longer meet many of the people we are used to meeting. For some, the home and family has been brought more sharply into focus. For some, our local neighbourhoods have taken on an increased importance and we've become more aware of the people living around us on our street. For key workers in the NHS, in schools, in food provision and supply, work has been not only an area of focus for them, but for the whole nation. Much has happened that 2 months ago we could not have expected. Much seems to have changed. But God and the message of the good news of Jesus Christ has not changed. And nor has his call to us to be his witnesses, whoever we are, wherever we are, and whatever we're doing. The Great Commission still applies. We are still called to make disciples, and he is still with us always to the very end of the age. We're still called to model godly character, to ask the Holy Spirit to work in us, to transform us to be more like Jesus, to live lives full of the fruit of the Spirit. We're still called to make good work, to do whatever our tasks of the day might be to the best of our ability, working with all our hearts as working for the Lord. We're still called to minister grace and love, to live and give generously, to demonstrate our love for God by both words and actions, and also to humbly receive the grace that God in Jesus Christ has so amazingly made available to us. Culture is all around us, even in these days of virtual lockdown. And we have a role and a responsibility to help mould it, to keep our eyes and ears open to things around us, challenging those which would grieve God's heart, and being ready to show others that another way, a kingdom way, is possible. Truth and justice still appear to be too often in short supply, and so we are called to be a mouthpiece, to speak out, not passively accept, when we hear of injustice or a subversion of God's truth and intention for our society. If we say nothing, who will speak? And as Chung has reminded us, God calls us all to be messengers of the gospel, to speak good news and to be good news. Not in a predetermined one-size-fits-all kind of way, but in a way that matches our character and personality, A way that takes into account who we are relating to, and a way that is stirred by a passion because of all that Jesus has done for us and has commanded us to do for the eternal sake of others. And so, as the people of God, here we stand. Like those who welcomed Jesus into Jerusalem on that very first Palm Sunday, expectant but surprised at the things we have seen happen around us in a relatively short space of time. Most of us have had our so-called normal lives interrupted in a fairly significant way. But perhaps in the middle of this, there is an opportunity to reflect. Just as the city of Jerusalem was stirred up by Jesus' triumphal donkey-back entry and caused to ask the question, who is this? So our society has been stirred up by the coronavirus, causing many people to ask questions that otherwise might not have surfaced or may have been ignored. What started in Wuhan, a city on the other side of the world, has, thanks to its contagious nature, spread rapidly and to powerful effect across the globe, changing life as we know it. A parallel and a contrast, perhaps, with the gospel of Jesus Christ. A gospel with its origins in first century Palestine. A gospel which shook the established society of the time. A gospel which soon spread out across neighbouring countries and ultimately to all corners of the globe. A gospel which has changed the lives of millions of people across the centuries and still today. A gospel of life and love and community, rather than the pandemic of death, of suffering, and of isolation. We are now the carriers of the gospel. We are Christ's workers on the front line. Will our Christianity be contagious? Will we allow the Holy Spirit to work in us so that what God has done for us is evident to and infectious for others? Or will we self-isolate our faith? Will we keep it shut in, living our normal lives as best we can, but keeping the Jesus effect, if not entirely hidden, at least at a safe 2 meters distance from others? As we approach Easter, in our daily lives we may not know what to expect in the weeks and months ahead. But as we approach the cross, as we run to the empty tomb, and as we lift our eyes heavenwards, we do know, in fact, what to expect. We know the truth of the gospel. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. As followers of Jesus Christ, let's be ready both for the expected and the unexpected. Let's be fruitful on our front lines, whatever they look like, both now and moving forwards. But above all, let's be contagious with the gospel. For his name's sake. Amen.